Well, there are so many ways in which a book comes to be, right? But there are very identifiable beginnings with this book. There are a couple of stories that my mother told me that drew me into her childhood and gave me a way to enter the Ottawa Valley. So she was the one, my mother was the one, who had a principal whose nickname was Parley in Renfrew in the Ottawa Valley. And I was probably 40 years old when she first told me about him. But as soon as she told me about him, he just entered my imagination as somebody I would write about. And in writing about him, I was not just touching my mother's life, but in an indirect way, my father's life, because my father was a high school principal and a huge figure of authority in my own life. So I was interested in somehow getting into my mother's childhood and into my own childhood and dealing with these things that never go away, that mark you when you're a child and never go away. In my mother's case, you know, her father died when she was 7, and she was abandoned to this mother who didn't like her. And in my case, I was terrified of my father. So those are the kind of emotional areas that I was interested in exploring, although, you know, you start to write a novel and the characters that you develop, Parley and his teaching counterpart, Connie, you know, they have to have their own lives. So the book that I ended up with wasn't quite what I imagined it would be. And I suppose that's one reason you keep writing, because what you produce is not ever what you hoped for.